got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question is a doozy. And I do have to tell you, there are men and women who are taking these biblical questions and really examining themselves to see what they know about themselves. Isn't that amazing? Most are not going to do it. Most people love their hell. They love their misery. Leave them right in hell. I don't care who it is. Your family member. Whomever. But you work on you. The biblical question, why do you, oh, that's not it. Let's see, that was last week. I don't have this week yet, but I know it's a doozy. I just don't have it. Oh, why are you dismayed by what? Why are you dismayed by others? Thank you. Why are you dismayed by others? They forgot to put in my packet. I don't have it here. I just have last week. Why are you dismayed by others? Isn't that amazing? And if you're busy, out and about, doing what you're doing, wherever you are in this whole wide world, around the world, and for the flat earthers, whatever you're doing up and down the world. And you can podcast all the shows, but if you can't sit and watch right now, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605 on your iPhone, iPad. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And then you can podcast. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. And shout out to Twitter. Y'all can call Twitter at 888-7753-773. So shout out to y'all on Twitter. Good morning, Twitter. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. All right. What the So, it's Tuesday again, as you can see. Jesse Jr. is here. And his dog today, hunting dog. Not a dog just sleep in the bed, sleep in the house, eat out of your dishes, lick your face after they finish the bathroom, and all that. Not that kind of dog.
What the?
This dog is a hunting dog. It stays outside. It protects when it's not hunting. That's what dogs are made for. But anyway, it's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is, get ready. Get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Be also ready. Are you ready? It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Okay. What a mess. You know, I was thinking when I was talking about the hunting dog, how the dog go out and hunt with me. And then when the dog is not hunting, he stays outside and protect the house. And the dog don't come in and live in the house, sleep in the bed, dump in the house and do all that. It's mind blowing. And my friend Hassan is here. Everybody know he really into his dog. But it's amazing to me that human beings have stooped so low that, and my friend, I'm talking about my friend, but not. So everybody seems to be doing it now. It's mind-blowing. That human beings have taken animals. Think about this. And weakened them. And brought them into their home, weakened them as they are weak, and destroyed the natural nature of an animal by feeding them off the table, sleeping with them in bed, let them just use the bathroom in the house, treating them like little, whatever they call it. I just think about what they've done to the animals. The animals are naturally created to be outside. All their health stuff, their medicine is outside in the grass. They can roll around in the dirt, in the dust, and then clean their bodies. They can, their skin is created to live outside and change according to the weather. They are, you can play with them outside, right? But they are meant to protect you. And they've been just weakened as human beings are weak. And the human beings love it that they are weakened the animals in the way that they have weakened their children. And they get a thrill from it. Human nature is the animal nature. That when you really, really think about it, because dog used to be like this one. Oh, they can't see this dog. Let me show you the dog. Like that. Like that. They're tough. You don't have to take the dog to a dog doctor and pay out all that money. As much money, sometimes more than you pay on a human being at a doctor's office. Pick up and show the dog again. This is a dog. But you can't see the dog on the video. Dogs were not, that's fine. You want to put it there? Okay, I'm sorry if you want to. we tried to set up so you can see the dog at all times. Here you go. Dogs were not created to be that way. This is a German Shepherd. And just think about what human beings have done to animals, to dogs and cats and everything. They have done to the dog, the animals, what they have done to their own children, what they do to themselves. Don't tell me human nature isn't evil. And they don't care. Lord, they get a good feeling, a good thrill, what they call a good thrill. They walk past you. You see them with their dog, and they get a thrill. They don't care that they're weakening the dog in the same manner that they don't care that they're weakening their children. Lord, they get the thrill. Human nature is animal nature. The dog was created by the Father with everything it needs for outdoors living. And that has been destroyed. Now they put clothes on dogs, and they think it's cute, and they want you to see it, and they want you to go, oh, let me pet the dog. And while you're petting the dog, going, oh, they getting a thrill, you getting a thrill, and the dog wonder what is going on. Where am I? But you got your thrill. It doesn't matter the fact. It's like women who most mothers hate the children. And if you doubt me, look at how angry and unhappy the children are. They hate the children, right? And they destroy the children. And they get a thrill from destroying the children. And then they proudly wear the title, Good Mother. Good Mother. Good Mom. Good Mom. And they lying. The kids don't think you're good. It's all for the thrill. Human nature is evil. Human nature is angry. And an angry person is a murderer. A murderer. They are murdered. They cannot be trusted. According to the scripture, I'm not even making that up myself, though I know that's true now. Human beings cannot be trusted. And I don't care how nice and sweet they seem. They cannot be trusted. That's why you must rise above it, the human nature, and return to the Father. And your animal nature will change because it's wicked. There's no love in human nature. Look how mothers today would rather take the man's children, dump them off at a so-called daycare center, no matter where the center is. At government or private or wherever. And they don't care. They let your cow hang out there all day. All day. So that they can get a thrill at work and go home and see how tired they are. And then they complain about, oh, I have to go to work and I have to come home and cook and clean and do this and take care of the child. And they tell everybody that. So the people can go, oh, you something else. A woman's job, a mother's job is never done. What liars. It's all ego. There is no love. There is no love. Isn't that amazing? There's no love on earth. Zero love. You ain't gonna find it. You can look up and down the earth, and you're not going to find it. What's this clip about? Oh, it'll be clear to clip. And where are we getting the clip from? Instagram. So apparently I have a clip here of strong dog versus Wheat Dog. This is from Instagram. Watch this. Strong Dog. Wheat Dog. Look what human beings have done to the dog. That's not Hassan dog, even though it looked like.
What dog?
Strong Dog versus Wheat Dog. Are we going to play that one more time? This is from Instagram. I want you to show what evil human beings have done to the animals. Watch this. Strong Dog. Wheat Dog. what the? You know, I laugh about this, but it's kind of sad when you think about what human nature can do to you, to humans and to animals. It destroys everything. And if you're proud about it, it doesn't. Human nature doesn't care that it destroys itself and everybody and every animal, everything. They don't care. As long as they get a thrill. We must be born again. We must return to the Father, the Spirit of the Father, perfect love. There's no love. Wait until you see, you get to know yourself, and you're going to see that you don't have love. You're going to be shocked to look around, and you will find that there's no love, and you thought it was love. It all the time was an illusion. God, love is a dispassionate love. Satan, the evil one, who has no love, but fake love, pretend to have love, right? But it's all evil. Evil pretending to be love has emotional love. Anyone that has into this emotional feelings, love thing and hate thing and love thing, pure evil person or people. And they push emotions like 90 going north. I've never seen a time since I've been on the earth. I've been here for a while now. 1 year before Israel arrived. I mean, after Israel. I am older almost as a nation. But I've never seen so much emotion being pushed and encouraged and calling it love and calling it natural. It's natural for human beings to be emotional. All human beings are emotional. You need emotions. Emotions are good. Look what it's doing for you. Show me one good emotion that you have. Show me one. And you call evil good and good evil. Woe unto the man or the woman who call good evil and evil good. Your feelings are not good. And your feelings are inside of you. They're outside of you too, but inside others. And those are their feelings. And they are evil. They're evil. You can overcome all this stuff, though, but you, men and women, got to take responsibility for your own life. Isn't that interesting? There's nothing that not one person around you can do about it. Not one. I don't care what the doctors or the lawyers, unless you got a physical illness and the doctor know how to heal the bone. There's nothing no one can do about your misery. Zero. If you really, 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 but really really, pay attention to you, you're going to see there's nothing you can do about it. Your own misery. And yet, there's a way to overcome it. Isn't that amazing? But not your way. Your ways and your thoughts and your feelings are not the ways of the Father. They're about as far away from him as the north is from the east. West from the south. North from the wherever. They're not his ways at all. And yet, you're so blind, you think that they are. You really believe. You believe that you can repair your own life. You're vicious. You're revengeful. You're jealous, envious, egotistical, wicked person, and you think you can change it. Isn't that amazing? And you love your thrills. Thrills are evil. The beauty in all this, when you realize clearly, and that takes some work, that you are in hell and you're trying to figure out how in the world did I end up in hell? Misery is hell, right? Fake happiness is hell. Anger is hell. Loneliness is hell. Suicidal thoughts, hell. Jealousy, revenge, strife is hell. Looking for love is hell. Do you know? It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but I understand it. But it's the darnest thing that I ever seen, but I understand it. They're doing it because they're blind. Do you know that there are men and women? I've heard this before, but I really heard it the other day, loud and clear. There are men and women who meet online. They have these meetings online. And they're speaking with these so-called experts that's telling men how to, men and women telling other men how to meet women, how to deal with women, how to meet women. And then they go online and they pay money every month, something like that. And they tell women how to meet men. How did you get that dumb? How did you become so dumb that you go meet with people online in your little meetings? I guess they have like more than one, you know, like they have a group of people online. And you got somebody telling you how to meet a woman or a woman or somebody telling you how to meet a man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? When we were growing up and became teenagers, 15 and up, that's when they allowed you to start dating, right? You meet women all day long without even thinking about it. They're everywhere. And they're looking for men. In all the wrong places, but they're looking. Nobody had to tell me. As a matter of fact, you didn't even want your parents to know you were dating. You naturally met. You naturally talked. You didn't have to go out and pay somebody to tell you how to meet a woman. Are you that crazy? Or a woman, somebody tell you the women how to meet men? It happens naturally. But you have destroyed the natural way, like you've done with the animals. And now you think you got to pay somebody in an online meeting to tell you how to meet somebody. I can save you money on that one. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. Seek truth. Seek to overcome your fallen state. And all will be added at no cost. Except for the sacrifice of your hell, but at no cost. and the man that is added to you, ladies, and the woman that's added to you, men, it'll be a perfect wife. It'll be the perfect husband, perfect wife. It'll be perfect. And you will have to look for, if you look for, all you're going to find is you. That's all you're going to find, you. Every woman you get involved with is you. And every man you find, ladies, is you. All you find is you. Same old mess. But if you don't look, it'll be at it if it's meant to be. And if it's not meant to be, you still have perfect peace. Nothing is missing. Whomever told you you need to be looking for these things, they hate you. If you got to pay some money, you just got money to waste, you need to have somebody lie to you about how to meet a woman or how to meet a man, pay it to Joel on joelfriday.tv. What the? Amazing. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Joel Friday work with relationship every day. So listen to Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, all right? Men in relationship. I guess he mended them. You're doing something with them. But what's wrong with you? You have everything, men and women, when the father and the mother got together and they hooked the seeds up together to make the baby, and they sent the notice up to heaven, and the angels that work on the assorting line and put human beings together, they put inside of you everything you need to survive on earth. Everything. Everything you need, everything you ever want, everything you need to know is already in you. But you're so blind, you won't look inside. You only look outside of the glass, clean it off the outside, and does nothing for the inside. Just leave it in darkness. And then you're outside trying to get somebody to tell you how to meet somebody. What a sad way to live. When you drop your body, and you will at some point, and you realize what you never, never got to know, what you never, never, never got to live, and now you're stuck in your misery forever and no way out because you had a way to get out while you lived. Once you drop your body, you're stuck. You're going to be stunned to see what you miss. Paradise right here on earth. I'm telling you, everything you want, everything you need, everything is already in you. You don't have to look on the outside. Don't look here. Don't look there. Don't look over yonder. What you doing over there when you need you over here? It's already in you. But you're so crazy. You're so lost. You're so miserable. You won't even look on the inside. You're looking everywhere, online. How you meet with somebody every day and they tell you how to meet a woman? There's something wrong with you. Or meet with somebody every day and tell you how to meet a man. I saw an ad pop up on my phone. Some woman talking about, oh, if you ever want to know how to meet a woman, listen to me. She's lying to you. Amazing. 888-77 53773. What a sad way to live. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job.
on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Honey, you sure look good tonight. Well, I've never seen nobody in a pair of jeans that tight. But I must be getting psychic, 'cause I know what's on your mind. You thought it all over, now you're leaving me behind. The only good thing about you leaving is watching you walk away. For nothing that I do, or nothing that I say.
Amazing!
It's gonna change your mind.
That's right. Maybe nothing I say that's gonna change your mind.
The only good thing
you gotta want it. The only good thing about you leaving, watching you walk away. But anyway, for personal shout outs, and shout out to, who am I shout out to? X. JLP Talk on X. Y'all can call in JLP Talk on X at 888-775-3773. But for birthday shout outs, encouragement shout outs, wedding shout outs, congratulations, whatever, I'll do them for you. And the people love the shout outs that I do. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'll do the shout outs for you. Check out my books. They're amazing. All right. Rebuilding the Man. rebuildingtheman.com/store. Happy White History Month, From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. I was young. Young, gifted, and black. Ain't that what the black people say? The black people say young, gifted, and black. From Rage to Responsibility. And then, Scam, second book, How to Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Yeah, amazing. And they're still doing it. But I can't blame them, because as an adult, you're responsible for you. No one else is. Stop being a victim. And then the 7 Guaranteed Step to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And another book is 7 Steps. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Steps. If you follow those steps, if you do them, they work. It's not enough just to read the book and don't be a doer. You got to do. You got to be a doer, not just a hearer. If you do them, whether you have a job or not, whether you want to start a business or not, whether you work, they will work if you do them. We use them in our Entrepreneur Academy, and I highly recommend it for everybody. 7 steps. It's not even a lot of hard. Even if you're black, you can read these. Because I know black people don't like reading. And these are easy. And not all black, but most. And then, last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Black excellence! No more victimhood. Stop being a victim. Anyone that thinks they're a victim is a loser. And a loser is always a loser. Anytime you complain and blame others and talk about somebody keeping you down and the white man won't let you make it in slavery and the white man talking about the Jew won't let him make it. The Jews own everything they say. The white man said they can't do it because of Jews. Their lives are messed up because of Jews. Stop being a victim. The antidote healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. You can be free whether you're Jew or Gentile, black or white, red. I mean, I think the Indians are red. Or whatever color you are. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. rebuildingdemand.com/store. And I will sign the books. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. Hake is here. La, la, la. Hank, did you hear my opening about the way human beings are treating animals?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, what I said about it?
It's a fair point. They are weakening animals. They're even breeding weak animals nowadays. A lot of people are saying, well, Jesse, these breeds can't take the cold. They don't have their natural fur anymore.
Right,
that's because
you
we
destroyed
bred them.
Them. What?
It's because we bred them, not me, but human beings bred them that way.
Yep.
Terrible.
Human nation's wicked.
Definitely.
It's wicked. They do to the animal what they've done to the children. They've destroyed the children, so now they're gone to the animals.
Yep.
It's hard for me to talk about the dog since her son loves his dog.
Indeed.
What dog?
So, son, we're going to leave you out of the dog thing. You keep on fattening up your dog and take your dog to the animal doctor and don't let it go outside and build its natural coat.
We got something coming up second hour for you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Sandy's working on something.
Oh, Jesus.
Terrible.
What a mess. Let's do Super Chat and then I get to the call.
Okay.
Super Chat.
Super. Yesterday, we didn't get to this over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. There were a bunch, but let's see. Supers. This was from No Fear, Just Faith, Three Coffees. Thank you. Jesse, I usually roll my eyes when you say my country is gone, but what I experienced this weekend made me a believer. Spent the weekend in my sweet little hometown in North Carolina. I discovered most of the white people had moved out because of a Haitian invasion a few years ago. Many of the Haitians eventually deported by Trump, our greatest president. But now the town is mostly black and brown. They've just selected their first black mayor, and he's fighting with the black women in the town for control. What a mess. I couldn't believe it. You were right. My sweet little hometown is gone. God help us all.
It's over. You know, thank you. But you got to face it. It's gone. America is gone. America is a third world country now. And I know a lot of military people don't like to hear it because they have sacrificed, they say, their lives for the country, lost limbs, and some person lost lives, lost their family because sometimes they come back home and they are so traumatized from being in the military, their families don't know how to deal with them. But it's gone. It's gone. And it's not coming back. That's what's interesting about it. It's not coming back. And to the young people out there who are waking up, there are some, especially some black conservatives and white conservatives are waking up and they are excited. And they say, think somehow or another they're going to save the country. You're not. Calm down. Calm down. You're not going to save the country. You got to save you from the country now. You got to work on you, drop all that emotional stuff, overcome anger, and you'll be fine in the country. But the country, you can't save the country, so stop trying. You can't even save yourself. How are you going to save the country? It's all ego. And it's a lie. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Hey, yesterday I was listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
I think it was yesterday. And a white guy called your show. It may have even been the first call, if not, because I don't know. At one point I came in on the show, listened to it. And he was saying how in parts of our country now, that white people are starting to separate themselves from the blacks.
Yeah.
And he gave the example of, we mentioned this before, too, in Louisiana, the white people fought for 5 years to separate from the blacks, to have their own township.
Yeah.
And they finally got it. And they tried that in Georgia at Butthead. But I don't think they succeeded at Butthead. I could be wrong, but the whites didn't succeed with that. And when I was listening to this man talk and your responses to him, you were pretty much listening. I thought how sad it is. But this guy was like really laying it out. He liked the blacks because he was telling the truth.
He likes you.
I'm black on the outside, white on the inside.
He said that he's helped a young black woman before fix her flat tire or something.
No, I'm just playing. I know he liked the blacks. But I was thinking, when he was laying all that out, I was thinking how sad it is. When I say how sad, I don't feel sad. It's just ridiculous, right? That when black people move into neighborhoods, they become ghettos. And then the blacks are known for that. They bring in crime and fighting, and they won't clean a yard and paint their homes and or anything. How sad that a group of people, cultural people, live that way today. Because it wasn't that way when I was growing up. The blacks were not that way. But isn't that like a sad thing to hear about? Meaning, when I say sad, a ridiculous thing, and then it is true. And the blacks, instead of the blacks saying, you know what, you're right. Why don't we clean up? Why do we fight everywhere we go? And we got to fight with the whites when we move into their neighborhoods. And why don't we just love one another and take care and treat each other the way we like to be treated? They won't say, yeah, you're right, and get it right. They'll just blame the whites, saying you're to blame. And so when I heard that guy, because I'm already familiar with it, but he laid it out really well. I don't know. Did that guy from Arizona call in to try to dispute that, throwing out all that misinformation?
Yeah, he did. He called in right afterwards. He wasn't disputing that so much, although he did say, in America, it's not actually whites only. Anybody can move there. And discrimination is against the law.
See how they don't want to make it better. They want to make sure you don't hear the truth about it. They want to make sure the blacks don't hear and be reminded. Somebody reminding them they can do better.
Yeah.
You have crazy people like that to know that even you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Joe Friday is saying that, talking about the black neighborhoods, I guess. It is the most delusional thing I've ever seen. It is. Well, anyway, I just listened to your show yesterday. That was very interesting.
Right.
I think he may have been the first caller
who
really helped lay that, gave him time to lay it out. But anyway, thank you.
Yep, thank you. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Chill and Lean says, Jesse, can you please give your 2 cents on the following? Your body doesn't have a soul, but rather your soul has a body. ?
Your soul live in the body.
Right.
Right. Your body is just the house that you live in. It's like you live in a house, but you ain't the house. People come here to the fellowship on Sunday, and they in a building, the bond building, but they ain't the building. It's like that. Thank you.
Nice. someone three coffees. I have a question. Why does God allow evil to deceive us at all? I know I never can truly understand the mind of God or why he does things the way he does, but why not just totally eliminate it and bring us back to Adam and Eve days?
God does not allow evil to deceive you. You do. God has destroyed evil. It has no power. But you allow it to happen. And you allow it to happen because you love your misery. And you love blaming God for it. God, you got nothing to do with that. It's all done. There's no reason for evil to deceive you except that you allow it to happen. You can't blame God. He sent his son, and the work is done. It's like God sent his son, and he built you an amazing house. And you're right outside the house looking at the house, but you won't go in. Most people are not going in the house and look at themselves and enjoy the house. Amazing. Thank you, though. Amazing.
Ruben Jamming. I can't read. Butter coffee. Hey, Jesse and crew. New York City is a mess. Today I stopped a pickpocket on the subway and later saw a white man knock an old white man off a bike. Then I saw my neighbor on the news was murdered and put into a body bag. I never interacted with her, but just saw her last week. I recognized some of the people that punched the suspect as police arrested him.
Crazy. It's hell on earth. This is hell, but it's inside of human beings on earth. Amazing. Thank you.
Hello, young man, says someone with a coffee. Keep doing what you do. When your wife's not talking to you because you're not giving in to her emotions, what do I do?
Nothing. Just tell her, you know what? You need to drop your anger. It's not going to work with me anymore. And don't argue with her. It's just arguing with a devil. You're arguing with two devils. You the devil, she the devil, and two devils. All right. Don't argue. Leave her in her misery. Just walk by and say, oh, look at her. She's in her misery. She loves her misery. That's why she's doing it. And she's trying to draw you into her misery. Amazing. Thank you.
Bill West donated a diamond, and it seems to be in the theme of the biblical question.
Okay. Why are you dismayed by others?
I am dismayed. We are walking into a feudal system. A feudal system.
What? I was trying to read and listen.
I know. It might not actually be an answer to the biblical question, but he uses the word dismayed, so that's why it made me think of it. I'm dismayed we are walking into a feudal system. F-E-U-D-A-L system.
And that's a response to the biblical question?
I can't tell.
Because it ain't about no system.
Right.
It says, why are you dismayed by others?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill West.
Thank you, Bill West. If we don't have a clue, I'm sorry about that.
It is a mess. Brian bought a coffee. Jesse, how come black people talk on their speakerphone or FaceTime in public? And how come people, stand right in the middle of the aisles of the grocery store when you're trying to get by? What the?
I don't know.
I haven't encountered that.
Me either. I see most people doing that on their phones and all kind of stuff. But thank you. Amazing.
It's me, Xenia, gave a Rumble rant saying, howdy, JLP and crew, cowboy emoji, horsey emoji.
Howdy.
And then I saw one that I screenshot over here. Do-do-do. Hang on. Oh, yes. Over on X, JLP Talk on X, someone responded to your Black Studies professor discussion with the Fallen State guest.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch that. It was fun, but interesting. The FallenState.tv episode.
Well,
last Friday.
Eddie, Cleaner Ed, tweeted you or posted a reply to you on X, at JLP Talk, by the way. Serious question from a clueless white dude. Why does it seem that so many black women wear wigs? I thought that was a pertinent question.
I don't know.
You don't know why they wear wigs?
They want white hair.
I wasn't familiar with them wearing wigs.
Me either. I didn't know. I thought they wear those other thing that you...
A weave?
Yeah.
Oh, I had never even heard of a weave until I started working here for a year. Like two years into working for the JLP show, I started hearing about it.
You must really grew up in a white world.
Yeah, it was white, Hispanic, and Asian. We don't know anything about weaves or barely about wigs. Wigs are for clowns.
I didn't know that. Yeah, because it looked like white hair. Thank you. And by the way, speaking of X, go to X and give me your answer to this week's biblical question, all right? Go to X and give me the answer to your answer to this week's biblical question at JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X there.
All right.
What?
I said, all right.
Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Nice.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Ohio, a first-time caller, Sharon, out of Ohio. Sharon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. In a world with very little common sense, you bring a lot. And thank you for all the people you help. My question has to do, I get confused because you often speak that about Jesus is not God, he's our brother.
Yes.
But yet when you think about the miracles he performed, walking on water, healing people, the transfiguration, obviously that's a divinity. So what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by Jesus being our brother?
Yeah, and not God.
Okay. And what is a divinity? Before I respond to that.
A divinity is the divine nature of Jesus. He has a human nature and a divine nature.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
But he's part of a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Let me ask, did Jesus perform the miracle himself, or was it the Father in the Son performing the miracle through him?
You asked the most interesting questions. Let me think about
what
you
said.
Amazing.
Amazing.
You know, I got to think about this. So you're asking, was it Jesus who did it or the Father who did it through him?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Jesse, you just stump us all the time. I got to think about that. So you're saying that it was the Father who did it through Jesus?
No, I'm asking you. It was a question.
Oh, I think that, you know, he obviously was raised from the dead after being crucified. So I believe that he has a divine nature and a human nature. But, you know, I am Catholic. So, you know, they definitely believe Jesus is God.
And so you still didn't respond to the question.
I believe he has a divine nature.
You still not responding to the question.
What was the question? What was the question?
Was it Jesus who performed the miracles, or was it the Father and Jesus working through him? Hold that thought. You have a time to think about it. Don't hang up, all right?
I won't. You're okay. Adorable.
Two more hours to go. All right, this hour is gone. I ain't playing a song, mate. What the? Except the dog thing. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth. And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Mm-hmm.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. What type of mess is going on? AI, they're making AI for the disabled. Beryl is slamming America. B-E-R-Y-L, it's the hurricane, tropical storm, whatever it's supposed to be at this point. Biden is at the NATO summit, and it's like, uh-oh. Does he have Parkinson's or what's going on? I don't know. And Ukraine propaganda. And by the way, John Cena is retiring from pro wrestling, I heard, maybe. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. That is Jesse Lee. You can call 1-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 888-775-3773. Put a 1 in front of it if you are calling from overseas using the Skype dial pad. Do it. Anyway, it is fake news, not fake news. Apple, Google, and other tech companies, evil companies, but also they do some interesting things, have rolled out a growing slate of AI-powered tools, artificial intelligence, to make life easier for people with so-called disabilities. I call them handicapped people. It's better. I prefer that. For instance, some apps can help blind users hail taxis. Isn't that cool? Create matching outfits. Hey. Or determine if a carton of milk has expired. Pretty cool. Nice. See, AI is not all bad. And severe weather coming in. Beryl has weakened to a tropical depression. That's like a little bit less than a storm, I guess. I don't know. It still threatens to produce catastrophic flooding and tornadoes in the United States, as it moves inland, millions of Texans slammed by the deadly and destructive storm, expected to be without power for days or weeks. I don't know if Texans have been killed, but people down in the islands or Mexico or somewhere have died, I think. Anyway, it expected to be without power for days or weeks in Texas. That's wild. Posing a dangerous scenario for residents who will not have air conditioning. It is hot over there. Sweltering heat settling over the states. That's why they call it severe weather. Forecasts show the center of the storm will arrive in Arkansas. It's Arkansas. I heard it's illegal to call it Arkansas in Arkansas. Early today, if it already hasn't, you know, probably has already. And it'll continue through southern Missouri, and Illinois. It is then expected to blow into Indiana on Wednesday and race through Ohio and Michigan into Canada by the end of the week. And that NATO summit, oh, Lord, Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, is set to host a crucial, if anything is about NATO is crucial, NATO summit in Washington, D.C., not the state, today, where new announcements over the alliance's military, political, and financial support for Ukraine, the Ukraine, I call it, the boomers call it, shout out, are expected. The meeting will also serve as a public test of Biden's so-called health and cognitive capacity as this so-called president seeks to quell concerns following his dismal debate performance late last month, according to CNN. Biden is scheduled to hold a solo news conference Thursday. That would be in a couple of days, where he can expect a volley of questions about his mental fitness for office. Records show a top Parkinson's disease specialist visited the Black on the Inside White House 8 times over the past year and met with the president's physician. I believe he's an Irishman, by the way, the physician. And Biden is supposedly Irish too, right? Through the circumstances of the meeting are unclear. Anyway, a little update on Ukraine, your daily dose of Ukraine propaganda. Russia launched a series of rare daylight strikes on Ukraine Monday that partially flattened the country's largest children's hospital. The attacks killed at least 39 people, injured nearly 200 others, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian. Local officials said the medical center has been vital in caring for some of the sickest children from across the country. Every year, around 7,000 surgeries, including treatments for cancer and hematological diseases, whatever that is, are conducted at the hospital. The UN Security Council will hold a special meeting today to discuss Russia's deadly strikes after Zelensky called for an emergency assembly while vowing retaliation. Wow, endless revenge. It's a feud. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? It's the second hour already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? You ever ask yourself that? No. But why? It's an amazing question. Also, the folks on X, I want you to go and answer that question for me. The biblical question, JLP taught on X. What do y'all think? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, if you're busy doing whatever it is that you're doing and you can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, of course. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. Sneaking across the borders, burning down malls, fighting with the police, skidding around at night in the streets and messing up people's neighborhoods. You could be listening to the show or whatever you're doing on your iPhone or iPad until you're able to podcast, if you're not able to watch it live, by calling 601-615-4131, 605-415-4131. I'm going to try it again, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. And they don't really love, they don't love the animals. They love the thrill they get from the animals. They don't care that they're destroying the animal, as long as they get thrill. Satan is busy. That's a sign, dog, watching the show.
They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul.
Oh, he's back.
And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God, he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Nice.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
Did you drink water today?
Yeah.
cha-cha. I hate what you do.
Amazing. That was Shah. Hey, Shah. That was Hassan's doll. Amazing. And that saw with Pete out of, where Pete from? Alaska. Hey, Pete, that song is amazing. And you saw Hassan's dog watching the JLP show. Amazing. My first time, that's amazing, Hassan. Really put together nice. Thank you. Let me go quickly back to Sharon, a first-time caller out of Ohio. And Sharon was talking about Jesus being God. She believed that Jesus is God, I think. Sharon.
Jesse.
I asked a question.
I'm a Bible dumper, so I went to the Bible while you were doing the break.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are three different persons.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You opened my mind to something. I think we so often read the Bible, and maybe we go in the direction of what we're taught in church or, you know,
yep.
Bible study.
Yeah.
Without you put us into a deeper level of thinking. People are so ready to accept what anybody tells them.
Yes.
Without really thinking deeper.
Yes.
I thank you for that, Jesse.
You're welcome. Now you know for yourself. And now that you can see it for yourself, nobody can take that away from you.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. You have a blessed day.
You too, Sharon. You too. Good call. Call me again.
Thank you, Jess. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye now. 888-7753-773. There is a hell and there is a kingdom of heaven. And they are not the same. Heaven is heaven. Hell is hell. Isn't that amazing? And heaven is not only above, but it's inside of you. That is so true. I don't know what to do with it. That there is a kingdom of heaven within you. There's another way to live. But you got to live from within. And most people... And you live it from within. You're going to deal with what's on the outside, too. You got to function, right? But most people only live from the outer, and that is all hell. Everything you want to know, everything you are, is already there. Let me 888-775-3773. Let me go to Abigail out of Colorado. Abigail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Abigail.
How are you?
All is well.
I am curious if kids need to say please and thank you.
Curiosity killed the cat. Satisfaction brought him back. No, the children don't need to say that.
Okay.
Do you believe they need to say it?
I think moms believe they need to say it in general, but when I see moms insisting on doing it, it does not look right.
And so do you believe children need to say please and thank you?
No, mine don't.
And why don't you believe they need to say please and thank you?
Because it would be imposing myself, I believe.
Yeah. The mothers who are making the children say please and thank you, they're doing it to try to make themselves look good and feel good and control the kids like that. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with love. It's all hate. It's not love. And those mothers are imposing their will on the children, recreating them in their weak image.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't taking them down the wrong path.
No, you're not.
Setting them up for failure.
And you're supposed to be the example anyway. Whatever you are, what they're going to become anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Abigail.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too. 888. You don't have to make your children say please and thank you. It's all for you anyway. And the kids will say thank you when they want to say thank you. And whatever they're receiving from somebody else or whatever, if that person, if they're expecting the kids to say thank you, then they're on an ego trip. If they say thank you, fine. If they don't, fine. If you want them to say thank you, you shouldn't be giving it to them. You just want something back. You want a thrill. And then if the kids don't say it, the mama yell at them. What a sad way to live. Let me go quickly to Mark, a first-time caller out of Miami, Florida. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air. There's a line open at 888-77-JESSE. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you, man.
You too.
Hey. I need some manly advice, man.
All right.
All right. So I'm 33 years old, and I purchased an apartment like during COVID. And a year before COVID, my father had passed away. So my mom was me and my mom were living in our house that we used to have with our father, with my father, that my sister and her husband, that they kind of like took over the house. They took over like the payments of the house and everything. So we all lived together, but you know, I thought it was my time to move out. So, so I lived by myself. My sister and my mother had a fallout, and my mom left the house, and now she's actually suing my sister, but she's living with me. And I just want to know, like, am I beta for taking my mom in? You know, give me some suggestions.
100% beta. She got to move immediately.
She got to move immediately.
She's going to make you her husband. You're never going to be happy.
All right. Absolutely.
And if she's suing your sister, she'll sue you.
That's what I was thinking, too. I actually thought about that yesterday.
See, you're getting all the signs from within, but you're not paying attention to them and obeying them. But, and is she able to work for herself and take care of herself?
My mother's retired.
So she's able to work if she wanted to work.
I don't think so.
She got retirement money, right? My point is she doesn't have to live with you. If she doesn't want to get her own place or go back to where her sister, her daughter live, she can go to a retirement place. They have beautiful places for low-income people like that, retired people.
But I don't know. The Hispanic in me, like, we've always said that we have to take care of our parents. I don't know if that's just what Hispanics say or if that's something.
You never said that on your own. Your mother convinced you of that while growing up, and you think those are your own words, and they're not.
Okay.
How are you going to have a life if you're stuck with your mama? She's going to make you her husband.
Yeah, you're right. She keeps suggesting to leave, that whenever, whatever money that she's going to get out of my sister, that she's willing to leave. Should I, like, encourage her to leave? Or,
yeah.
I usually just tell her to, like, stay.
You're going to regret that you invited her to stay. She should be encouraged to leave. And leave as soon, right now. There's no reason for your mother to be living with you. And it should not be. Your only job toward your mother is not to resent her. Have you forgiven her?
I think so, man.
You should tell her that.
I mean, what is there to forgive her? She was a pretty good mom to me whole life.
No, she wasn't. If she was a pretty good mother, she wouldn't be living with you.
Hmm. Okay.
What was good about her? When you say pretty good, what was pretty good about her?
I mean, she was always there when I needed, you know, love, when I needed a hug. She always used to cook for me. She kept the house clean. She showed me what a good wife is to my father.
And so what was good about her?
What was good about her? That she would help my father at work. They would work together. She was always helping him. that was something good, I guess.
And so what would, you said your mother was pretty good. What was pretty good about her?
I don't know. She never disrespected me. She was a good cook.
So you're telling me all the things that she did and she was supposed to do those things. She was your parent. It was her job to feed you, house you, because she had you. That wasn't your job. It was her job. But you still didn't tell me anything that was good about her. You told me what she did, but you didn't tell me what's good about her.
But, you know, like you're saying, like the Bible says, no man is good.
So what was good about your mother?
I don't know, though. Like, what are we saying? What are we thinking that's a good thing? Can you give me, like, an example of what is something good that somebody does?
But you the one said that your mother was a pretty good mother, and I asked you what was good about it. All you told me what she did, but you didn't tell me one thing that was good about her.
I mean, she didn't lie. She didn't steal.
She made you think that you're responsible for her as an adult. And that's the truth or a lie?
I guess she made me think that, but I also think, like, my family made me think that. Like,
of course.
I always thought, like,
but it always comes from the mothers in the families. It's not the fathers that's making you think you got to take care of them. It's the mothers that make you think that. And they brainwash you so that they can use you for their own personal gain.
Right. She's also trying to turn me against my sister, which is something I really don't like and appreciate because I love my sister.
And that's evil. I thought you said there was something good about her. So far, you just name evil stuff about her, but nothing good.
No, you're right, Jesse. You're right. You're making me realize these things, man.
And if she's trying to turn you away from your sister, she's going to do the same thing to you. When you tell her she got to move, she's going to turn on you. And
right.
She's going to go and build an army against you. She's going to tell the family member how horrible you are. You told her she got to move, and she cooked for you, and she fed you, and she gave you hugs, and she gave you kisses when you were growing up. None of that, those things were love at all. But if she's doing
this
to your
sister.
What?
That's what she's doing to my sister. She turned my whole family against my sister.
And she's going to do it to you if you ever muster up the nerve to tell her she got to go. Your mother is evil.
Right.
That's why your father couldn't handle her, because she was evil and he was married to his mother. He never understood how to deal with his own mother. And you become attracted to the when you be angry at your mother, you become attracted to what you hate. And every woman you get involved with will be the spirit of your mother. And you'll become the boy,
wow. And
she'll become the mama. But you got to, and what do you say to your mother when she tried to turn you away against your sister?
I explained to her what I know about the situation and how I don't take sides, how I'm not taking any sides, and how I still love my sister and that I respect my sister and that I would appreciate it if she, like, would not try to make me turn against her.
Nice.
And that I think it's very wrong and ugly.
Let her know
she's making me try to hate my sister.
And let her know she's evil for doing that. And the fact that she can do that to your sister, she'll do it to you. She's the only reason she hasn't done it to you yet because you won't stand up to her.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're absolutely right.
Don't be a mama's boy. Don't be a beta.
Don't be a beta.
Haven't you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I guess not.
And why not?
I haven't.
How will you overcome her if you don't forgive her for recreating you in her image and turning you away from your father? If you don't forgive her, how would God forgive you and take her spirit away from you?
I guess I haven't realized I have to forgive her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you say your father expired?
Yeah, my father, he did. he expired, and I remember my father being kind of, he wasn't abusive to my mother, but he was very, like, strong, very, like, he would put her in her place, I guess you could say, but, like, in a respectful way. He would never hit her or anything like that.
Right.
But he would, yeah, and, like, we told him one time, like, hey, you know, we came as a family together and told him, like, he should stop that, you know, and that wasn't nice. But I think he had, like, knowing now the things that are happening now, I realized that my father had a point in what he was doing.
He did.
And he had to be like that.
She was evil. He was trying to deal with the evil in her and didn't know how. And your mother pretended to be a victim so that you guys can think she was a victim and identify with her. And she turned you away from your father. And now you have her image. You've been set up.
Oh, man, what a mess.
And the only way you're going to overcome it, you must, once you see it for yourself, you got to go and forgive her. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, turning me away from my father. You pretend to be the victim. And I realize now you couldn't help yourself because your mother hates her mother. What she's done to you and your sister, her mother did it to her, and it goes on from generation to generation until somebody say, I'm sorry, and God changed that person's heart, and then the next generation has a chance. It would be of love and not of hate. But you got to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you.
All right. You're absolutely right. I appreciate you, Jesse, man. Thank you so much for the conversation.
You're welcome. Are you familiar with the silent... My silent prayer?
With the silent prayer?
Yeah.
Not really. I know about praying privately in the closet and, like, talking to God there. Like, yeah.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer. rebuildingaman.com/prayer. And I recommend you start doing that so you can wake up, you can see, and God will guide you. You still can do your little hoop and holler in the prayer closet, whatever. But once you're done whooping and hollering, be still and know God.
Absolutely. Find him first, right?
Huh?
Seek him first.
Yes, absolutely. Seek what's right first, and everything will be fine. It'll be amazing for you.
I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much.
I wish you well.
Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy.
I hope to call you again.
Okay.
Bye.
Absolutely. 888-7753-773. There is a line open. Let me go to Todd, a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Todd, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
Great. I was just, I just wanted to tell you that there's some lost sacred knowledge about the Last Supper. Christ actually was brought forth bread, which was the show bread. At the Last Supper, which is actually psilocybin mushrooms, believe it or not, and they were also working with hash, and it's hidden in scripture.
Todd,
in scripture.
Todd,
yes, sir.
Start over for me because I don't know what you're talking about. Repeat what you just said.
Okay, well, at the Last Supper, he taught his disciples.
Come back, Todd. Come back to your phone.
Okay.
So you're saying what now?
I'm saying that at the Last Supper, Jesus taught his disciples how to manifest the divine presence of the Holy Spirit through the partaking of psilocybin mushrooms and hash, believe it or not. And they were
drugs at the party.
Please don't mock God, okay, Jesse? Please don't mock God in my presence. Because God created those mushrooms and that hash, okay? And you're mocking him and calling him drugs.
Hey, Todd, calm down. Calm down. Hey, Todd. Todd.
Yes, sir.
Todd, what's wrong with you? You're on mushroom now? Are you saying are you saying Jesus brought drugs to the Last Supper?
No, I'm saying Jesus brought holy sacraments to the Last Supper. You've been brainwashed into thinking they're drugs.
You don't even know what I'm thinking.
God created these drugs, Jesse, and God created these sacred sacraments that you're mocking and laughing.
and calling them drugs and trying to mock it as if God did not make a mistake, Jesse.
Todd, hold on. Creator. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, understand that we need to praise God down. For his creation and his mushrooms and hash. We need to praise God and work and be grateful for what he's created for us so that we can manifest the divine presence of the Holy Spirit.
Todd.
God will not be mocked, Jesse.
Todd.
And the Holy Spirit will not be mocked.
Todd.
Yes, sir.
Todd, calm down. Take a breath.
All right. Okay.
So,
but it's true. Everything I'm saying is true.
That's why I'm trying to understand. I'm letting you stay on this call so I can try to understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that.
And you're screaming at me. What the?
Okay.
But listen.
Gotta keep you in line. I got to keep you in line when you're mocked. I can't tolerate that.
Todd.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I love you, Jesse. I love you.
I know. So let me ask. You're saying that at the Last Supper, Jesus brought drugs.
Well, you're calling them drugs, and what they back in the ancient Israel, they didn't call them drugs. They called them sacred sacraments, and it was, and that's what you know. And but you've been brainwashed by the war against drugs.
And so, what do you say?
That God's holy sacraments are something bad when they're actually what is necessary to manifest the divine presence of the Holy Spirit.
So what are you saying that Jesus brought to the party?
He brought it to the Last Supper.
What did he bring? I want to hear what he brought, Todd. What did he bring?
He brought psilocybin mushrooms, hash, and olive oil. Infused the hash. So if you'd let me talk, I could explain it, Jesse. But
go ahead.
Interrupt every time
I know it just sounds funny, but go ahead. You're right. Go ahead.
Okay. He infused hash into olive oil, and then he added cinnamon, myrrh, and cassia, and made the holy anointing oil. And then they would pour that over the head and infuse the hash-infused olive oil into the flesh and blood on the top of their head. And it would actually, the hash would absorb into the flesh, into the bloodstream, carrying the hash to all the organs. And they would heal disease this way. It says in Mark chapter 6, verse 13, that they anointed many with the oil, casting out evil spirits.
Todd, when did you get out? Where did you get that from?
I'm getting that from Mark chapter 6, verse 13.
And so, are you using hash and kind of drugs too?
Sir, I do use the holy sacred cannabis plant in the form of hash. Yes, sir.
And what's the reason you're doing it?
To manifest the divine presence of the Holy Spirit, sir.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is there's fruits of the Spirit, and what they are is kind, gentle, meek.
No, what does that mean to manifest them on drugs?
Well, you're manifesting strength so that you can overcome your sin. There's no other way to overcome sin but to cast out evil spirits with the Holy Spirit, which can only be manifested through the showbread, the Last Supper bread, and
are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian, sir.
And so you literally believe that Jesus Christ brought drugs to the Last Supper and passed them out to the disciples?
I 1,000% know it to be a fact, and I can prove it. If you have me on your show, I'll show you the scripture, and I could write a book about it, sir.
All right.
And
I appreciate it, Todd. Yes. Thank you, buddy. What the? I don't know if anybody ever said that before, that Jesus brought drugs to the party. Jesus. I wonder if Jesus did the fist bump with a disciple like, right on.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. Never heard that before, but thank you. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back to the phones and your super chats right after this break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old. of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Marty Stewart hair, woman in this town, they all used to chase after me.
The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. If you doubt me, listen to the show. I'll tell you, I was just quoted from yesterday's show. Very interesting. The Hake Report. At 11 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, Men and Hearts and Relationships. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby. Natural energy, a genius. And he has a family. He has a mother and two sisters. Y'all bet you didn't know that. A very nice family, by the way. And you can check them out by going to my podcast, Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and you'll see the American Anchor Baby family. Nice people. They were out here visiting. And American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. All right. And last but not least, if you need counseling, the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You might only need one or two sessions. Some people say, hey, Jesse, this was so good, I want to come back for another session. Either by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Family and individual counseling. Phone, walk-in, or Skype. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? To make an appointment. And be patient with your appointment for counseling because my schedule for counseling is back. It's jam-packed. So you might not be able to get in right away tomorrow or the next day, but be patient. If someone should cancel, we would definitely let you know. But we eventually get to everyone. All right. Todd, thank you for your call, man. Never heard that Jesus brought drugs to the party. I heard he made wine at the party, but I never heard he brought drugs to the party. What the? So thank you, Todd. Something new. Let me go to, there's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Greg, a first-time caller out of New York. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been dealing with a young woman, and we had an issue because she kept doing certain things that I didn't like, even though I told her not to. And I currently sent her home to her mother, you know, after I was watching the show and you said that, you know, they think that you're weak when, you know, you're doing living in sin outside of marriage. You know,
Greg, do me a favor. Greg, because your phone is all scratchy, static, hold on. Do not hang up. I'm going to let them check your phone outside there and then I'll come back to you. Do not hang up, all right?
Right.
All right. Yeah, your phone real staticky. Yeah, it sounded like you kind of underwater a little bit there. Okay. Let me know when Greg gets ready. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on cozy.tv/JLP. John Lakeman says, I have to disagree with that one. Kids these days have no manners at all. I think he's referring to the should kids be made to say please and thank you.
If the kids don't have manners, whatever that is, they are, it means the parents don't have them because the kids become what the parents are. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. And the parents try to keep the kids, make the kids be something that they're not. Oh, say please, Johnny. But the parents have no manners themselves, so whatever the parents are is what the kids are.
It's fake manners.
Yeah, it's not real. Thank you. I appreciate it, though. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you, John.
Yeah.
Naughty Groiper says, JLP exposing moms since 1950. Exposing moms.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
I censored his name a little bit. Retro Memento. Gave a Rumble rant, says, Hassan, when may we expect the JLP action figure, cowboy emojis, and a horsey emoji?
Ready whenever. Whenever the boss is ready.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So I'll meet with Hassan. We'll get that all cleared out and get it done. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Retro Memento.
Right on.
For the Rumble rant.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Zach bought a coffee. Jesse, why is it so hard for you to accept the fact that God placed the firmament over our earth?
What's the firmament?
When the word firmament, quote unquote, is literally mentioned 17 times in the King James Version of the Bible. How can you deny and ignore all 17 mentions of the firmament? Hashtag he blat.
No, I've definitely read about the firmament. And firmament, and I know about it. You know, I heard about it. But that doesn't mean that the earth is flat, right? And nobody really know what the firmament is. You heard about the firmament, right?
I've heard it.
And what is it?
To me, I assume.
As.
I know.
Assume.
That it's the our atmosphere, you know, the air, the sky.
But that doesn't mean it's true just because you assume it.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know what they mean by firmament.
So nobody really knows then.
Yeah.
So now the people.
Well, if I don't know, then nobody knows. Right. That's for sure.
Yeah. And hate is like a homegrown Christian.
Indeed.
So that doesn't mean the earth is flat. And when I say nobody knows, somebody in the world know what that is. But most people are guessing. And so they come up with a guess and then they say it's flat. Or they come up with a guess and then it says round. Nobody really knows. Did you know you didn't really know what that meant?
Yeah, I did know that. I didn't know what the firmament meant.
So how did you come up with just saying it meant?
Somebody else said atmosphere.
And so you just said it because they
but
said
But also
it.
They said he put a firmament over it. So I don't know. You just assume what it is. But when you look it up on the
Derek, come here for a minute.
Meant define.
What?
Brave AI. Let's find out what Brave AI says it is. Fixed foundation, established basis. The region of the air, the sky, or heavens. The orb of the fixed stars, the most remote part of the celestial spheres. Oh, here comes Derek.
So Derek is a little flat earther.
Indeed.
So Derek is a flat earther, so I want to ask Derek, and this is my new producer, y'all, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Derek. He black, so don't say I don't hire black people.
I'm black.
You black. So you a flat earther, right?
Yes.
So welcome, Derek, folks. Welcome, Derek. He's smart. You a flat earther?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And country.
And country.
You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out the boy. And so why are you a flat earther? Why do you believe the earth is flat?
Because when I read Genesis, it mentioned the firmament.
Uh-huh.
And it mentioned the waters below covered it. Well, it went up and covered the waters above. So that lets me know that, you know, if water's coming from below and above, then the earth's got to be, you know, sitting right there in the middle. So it can't be kind of spread around like a basketball.
But before the fall, the water would come from the earth, below the earth, not above, right? It starts to come from above only after the fall because everything messed. The fall shook up everything. But it was only coming from the ground beforehand.
Oh, so you're saying it was only coming from the ground, like it wasn't raining? Or?
No, it wasn't raining.
Oh, yeah.
When he would water the earth, it was from, it just came up a little bit, watered the earth, and went away. It was not coming from above. It only started after the fall.
Okay.
Now, what about your little firmament?
It's still there. You know, you can see Elon Musk. He does like he shoots rockets up into space.
Right.
But if you ever watch a full video, you can see that thing just hits the firmament and just explodes.
What thing hit the firmament?
The rockets.
Hit what?
It hits the firmament. That's at least how I interpret it.
But and what is the firmament?
It's basically like a solid dome that separates earth and heaven. So,
have you ever seen a dome?
A dome?
Yeah.
Like, we got some domes out here, but like...
No, have you ever seen a dome in the sky, what God put?
Oh, yeah. You can go outside and look at it, but... But I'm just write a nice report and I'm gonna come to you with nice solid evidence. I think that'll really solve all this.
Oh, but you don't have it right now.
I mean, I got it, but it's just I want to make it clear to you
that the earth,
that firmament and all that is real.
Well, I know there is one because it says in the Bible, but no one really know what it is. Everyone seemed to be guessing. See, mm-hmm. You thought it was because the water was coming from below, and then there, but that's not the reason that changed. That switched because of the fall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still got to finish the Bible, too. Even though I read Genesis, I still got to.
That's all you read?
Nah, I'm about halfway through, but.
Halfway through the Bible?
Yeah, I'm about halfway through.
How many years you been reading?
I really started this year.
Oh, I see.
So I'm kind of taking it slow. It's a lot. Did you read the whole Bible?
No.
Oof. Lord.
I can't even believe anybody read the whole Bible. I mean, I believe it. You read the whole Bible, Hank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Bible.
Ooh. How many times? Just once?
Just once. I've read parts of it many, many, many times, but I've read the whole thing through one time.
He code.
Including, like, numbers. Numbers is just a whole bunch of numbers.
Numbers.
I'm like, maybe I'm going to get something out of this.
What good did it do you to read the whole Bible, Hake?
I knew some stuff, and some of it, like, rang true. I knew some stuff afterwards that it said.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Hassan want to know, how long did it take you to read the whole Bible?
Oh, I don't know. I was reading like 3 chapters, plus or minus, sometimes more, sometimes less, most days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I literally know people who have read the Bible 3 and 4 times.
Yeah. They have these programs, read the Bible
and
in a year.
And then when you walk by them, they like, look like they on some of that drug that Jesus brought to the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I know. My pops, he said he read the Bible like 3 or 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, that's crazy. You read the Bible, that's crazy. Just 3 or 4 times?
I don't even know how you have time to read it that many times.
Indeed.
Insane.
Although, there's all kinds of stuff that you do that wastes time, so you can might as well read the Bible at some point during that time. Because people blow hours and hours just on X, Twitter.
I know. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Old Testament is no more. Am I getting that right? The Old Testament is no more. It's about that New Testament.
Well, it is. It's still... The Old Testament is still happening on earth,
mm-hmm.
in the people on earth. Look around. It's totally happening right now. Mm-hmm. But the New Testament is inside of us, and we live from within. We're not affected by the Old Testament anymore because we live from the New Testament.
Got it.
Amazing.
Amazing. I need that.
So welcome as a new producer of the show.
Let's clap it up.
Amazing. How's it going so far?
It's going amazing. Yeah, I'm trying to get my amazing down. How you say
amazing.
That?
Amazing.
Amazing. I gotta hit that better.
So Laurie, is this Laurie Nick? Laurie wanted to talk about the flat earth. Can you hold on a minute there?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Laurie.
Yes.
Welcome. You're on the air. Thank you for calling from Missouri.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I wanted to pitch in that rainbows, by their very nature of arcing across the sky, as they do, shows rather that firmament, that gaseous mm-hmm. bubble that we live in. And instead of being completely flat, more like a bowl. And then there's outer Earth that we don't even know about. That's why they don't want us to go to Antarctica.
Mm. And why they don't want you to go to Antarctica?
Right.
Why not? Why they don't want you to go?
Well, are you familiar with Admiral Byrd and how he went beyond the ice and saw animals and land, and he testified. You can see it on a YouTube video.
That does sound familiar. It sounds like I definitely heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You did too?
Yeah, so it just kind of makes sense when you really think about it. And especially with the rainbow. What do you say about that? Arcing
I like
across
that argument.
The sky.
The rainbow.
You like the rainbow
and
argument?
And how is the moon like so that. Far away? The moon's not that far away. We can see the moon real clear with our naked eyes.
And do you...
I think we're just being, you know, kind of fooled.
What do you know? Do you believe...
And the Bible does correctly portray...
Hello. So do you believe the moon is... Is the moon a rock or is it made of plasma? What do you think about the moon?
Are y'all there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Derek want to know, do you believe that the rock is, the moon is a rock?
Mm-hmm.
Or I is think it? It's metal.
Metal. Okay.
Metal.
Okay.
It's a metal sphere.
Why do you think it's metal?
Because it's too perfect. Many scientists have said that it's too perfect of a circle. And then when they did land on it or something like that, it pinged.
But do you believe there's a bear in the moon?
Mm.
A man.
A man in the moon?
Mm-hmm.
There's a man that lives in that moon.
A man? Yeah. There's a man in the moon. There's a bear in the stars.
Do you believe in rainbows and lollipops and pigtails, ponytails everywhere?
I do. I hope to every day. Sunshine, lollipops, and
rainbows everywhere. That's the way I
it's
feel when we're together.
Brighter than Lord. A lucky penny when you're near rainbows. Never disappear.
That's
know.
Right.
And it's fine.
We're going to lose the argument. We're going
to
lose the argument you playing.
Put that in there. Love you guys.
Laura, let me ask you this before you move, by me before you leave. What is the firmament?
To me, the firmament is the bowl, and the bowl has the whole round circle of the gaseous, you know, atmosphere that we need to live in. Beyond that is apparently the, what is it called, the belt, the radiation belt, and many people have said that we couldn't go beyond that, especially in the tin cans they sent up to the moon, because it would have radiated those guys.
And where did you get the information from about that's what the firmament is? Where did you get that from? It's a bowl.
Well, a lot of stuff, and like they put a flag on the North Pole. And watched it for like a month and all the shadows and everything. And it really does seem to be that we're still and everything's moving around us. I mean, I've never felt like I'm moving on the earth real fast. Never felt like that.
Well, I understand that because of gravity.
Mm. Gravity. What?
Well, gravity is a word. I know that when I drop something, it falls.
You don't believe
that
gravity.
What does that really mean? What does that really mean to, like, the water spinning around on the earth, you know? If this, you know, gravity is just holding the water down so hard.
You don't believe that gravity exists?
Well, I know that the word exists and the action exists.
But you don't believe it exists.
As far as its wide-reaching powers within what we're talking about, meaning the rotation of the earth and the water splashing about, it doesn't explain it to me. Gravity, the word gravity doesn't explain how that works.
Yeah.
Derek, what do you got to say?
I was going to say,
let me see what Derek has to say.
Yeah, I'm
going to
help out. I think she's saying gravity is a false fallacy,
right?
Can you
hear him now?
Gravity.
Can you hear him now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can't hear him at all.
You can't hear me at all?
I'm just on my phone.
Oh, that's why. Huh. Amazing.
Can you guys hear Derek out there, Nick?
Test doesn't. Can you hear me?
I could put it on my computer if you want.
Oh,
I hear it on the stream.
Okay. Everybody can hear him but you.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay, I'll put it on my computer. Let's see.
Well, you should be able to. You don't want to be on delay. You should be able to hear him through the phone. But let's try it again. What are you saying about it?
I was going to say, I think she's saying that gravity is a false fallacy, right? So it's not real. And I think the real term that she's looking for is density.
What'd he say?
He said that he believed you're saying that gravity is not real, and the real term that you're looking for is density.
Yeah, I think that's the real term we're looking for. Yeah, density.
Like density, and I do believe, like, the word gravity means something to us here. Like, you know, we drop a pencil and it falls. And maybe, like he said, that means density. But I don't understand how all that keeps all the waters splashing around when the earth is, like, rotating.
Okay, let me see if you can hear Hake.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me, Lori? Testing.
Barely. Yeah, I could barely hear you.
Are you, like, real old?
No, I can hear you really loud.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us know. We'll adjust our mics on that end, that side of the room. Lori, thank you so much. Oh, let me ask, before you believed that the earth was flat, did you believe it was round?
You know what, I believe this is a funny story. I was moved from Baltimore to Missouri when I was in sixth
grade.
Hold
on for me, Lori. Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. Derek, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
That's the new producer, Derek. Welcome, Derek. His debut.
First debut.
Back in a moment. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news coming up, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Very low, low confidence in quote unquote higher education. 36% only trust higher education. And First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is standing with Joe Biden, says he's tough. And there are there are hidden cameras at a lot of Airbnbs, and it's invading people's privacy. And Airbnb may not be doing much about it. Maybe, I don't know if they can. What a mess. And there's mass tourism protests in Barcelona, Spain. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, July 9th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News on Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls in the third hour. In the meantime, it's Hate News, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports John Cena announces retirement from wrestling, the 16-time WWE, formerly known as WWF when I was in school, world champion, so-called. He's ready to say goodbye to the sport that made him a star. Isn't that nice? And only, today's number, only 36% of Americans say they have confidence in so-called higher education. That's because you go there to get high on pot and they're puffed up on fake knowledge. That's according to a new poll by Gallup and the Lumina Foundation, L-U-M-I-N-A. Data shows young adults increasingly skeptical about the value of college for numerous reasons, including the high cost of tuition and the ongoing student debt crisis. And then plus, you can just get a job and make money and get a real-world education. It's better. Anyway, for the most part, oftentimes. Today's quote, Dr. Jill Biden says, Joe has made it clear that he's still in. That's the so-called first lady, the wife of supposed wife of Joe Biden, sharing a public message of support for her husband, so-called President Biden. On Monday, as he faces calls to drop out of the 2024 race from, I heard, four Democrats, Biden added, Dr. Jill, I think, added, that's the decision he's made. And just as he's always supported my career, I'm all in, too. What a lame, evil person. She doesn't support him. Anyway, Airbnb. This is nasty news. Airbnb has hidden cameras. Not the app or the company, but allegedly people who have Airbnb hosting things. A Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, investigation has found that Airbnb, one of the world's largest short-term rental companies, consistently fails to protect their guests, despite knowing that hidden cameras are a persistent concern within their industry. I don't know how they would protect them. I don't know how. Thousands of images have been recovered from rental hosts by law enforcement. Hidden cameras placed in bedrooms and bathrooms show guests, even during their most private moments, changing clothes, being with their children, even having the S word, sex. According to CNN's review of the court and police records, as well as interviews with guests who found surveillance devices in rental properties or were told by police they had been secretly recorded. That's illegal in California, by the way. Secretly recording people. In a statement to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, an Airbnb spokesman said the hidden camera complaints are rare, but when they do occur, quote, we take appropriate swift action. Which can include removing hosts and listings that violate this policy. And mass tourism protests in Barcelona. Dozens of protesters in Barcelona, Spain, recently sprayed visitors with water as part of a demonstration against mass tourism. The demonstrators were seen chanting, tourists go home, maybe in Spanish, and squirting them with water pistols. Others carried signs with slogans including, Barcelona is not for sale. That's what you think. And almost 26 million visitors made an overnight stay in the Barcelona region in 2023, spending $13.8 billion about, according to official figures. However, the Assemblea de Paris del Desarrollement Touristique said, that's not Spanish, said overwhelming crowds are driving up prices and increasing social inequality. Oh, Lord. Complaints about mass tourism, blah, 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 other popular destinations around the world. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
I have a major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Happy White History Month. July is White History. We're celebrating 7 years of White History Month every July. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And we're uniting the races with truth rather than dividing them with lies. Welcome to the show. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. We are now in the third hour of the show already. There's a line open if you want to jump in at 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. The biblical question, why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Isn't that an amazing question? What the? If you're busy at a beach, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody. And their mama, and if you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And you can podcast, of course, the shows at any time. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show on today, Tuesday. And it is always Country and Western Tuesday. And they don't love the animals. They love the thrill they get from the animals. They don't care that they're destroying the animal, long as they get the thrill. Satan is busy. He's watching the show.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Did you drink water today?
What the? Amazing.
Amazing.
That was Hassan Dog Sandy. Isn't that amazing? 888-77. And I really like that song, man. It's an amazing song. Country and Western song. from Pete out of Alaska. Thank you, Pete. And I've thanked you before, and I thank you again. All right. I want to go quickly back to Lori, and I had to put on hold there due to the break. And Lori believed that the earth is flat. And I asked just before the break, Lori, I asked just before the break, did you, before you believe that the earth was flat, did you believe it was round?
I used to, like when I was a kid and we moved, and the teacher was talking about the surface of the earth. And anyway, he was depicting the sun and the stars and in a way that I didn't understand because I always thought we lived inside the earth. So I've just kind of always had my own ideas about things, I guess.
And so you thought it was round before?
I thought, well, I still think it's pretty, I still think it's meaty. I think things do live down there, but I think it's like more like a bowl.
Like a bowl?
Yeah.
So at one, if I'm black and slow, so forgive me. You believe one time it was, you believe one time it was round, right?
I guess, I don't know. I believe, yeah, I did. When I was a kid, I think it was brown, but I thought we lived inside of it.
Oh.
I thought the sky was inside the earth. I didn't know it was outside the earth.
Oh, I see. And do you believe we live in the earth now or around the earth? Outside.
I mean, outside
the earth.
On top of it, yeah.
We live on top of the earth.
Yeah, on it. Yeah, on it, on the ground.
Oh. And so so you believe we live on top of the earth on the ground?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling around, just singing my song. Glory, hallelujah.
Well, do you believe the earth spins around and around real fast?
I believe it spins around. I don't know how fast it's going, but I believe it spins around, and I believe what keeps us from spinning around really fast is gravity. It keeps us down.
Hey, is that your dog?
No, that's Hassan's dog.
Oh, okay. He's cute.
That's Sandy, Hassan's dog. And so are you a Christian, Lori?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And does God believe the earth is flat or round?
Well, I think he talks about, like, we're all talking about, like, that firmament. It just seems like if you add in the atmosphere, such as the air and the sky and everything, then maybe it's round. Then you could say it's round. But if you think the land mass is round, I don't. I just don't feel that way.
Well, I really appreciate your input on that. It's interesting to meet and hear people talk about how they believe that the earth is flat. It's very interesting to me, so I do appreciate
that.
Are you familiar with that song I was singing about, Your Love Put Me on Top of the World? Just singing my song.
I would like Top of the World, looking down on creation. Remember that one?
I do. That's what I was trying to sing. What the?
Oh. You were spinning around, though. I don't know about that spinning around.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the top, spinning around.
That was the carpenter, right?
Yeah, but they weren't spinning around. I don't think
Oh,
so.
I was thinking a different one.
No, they knew the earth was flat. Karen Carpenter knew the earth was flat.
And where is Karen now?
Oh, my goodness. I hope she's in heaven.
Where is she now?
With a voice like that? Oh.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
She dead.
Died of anorexia. She died of anorexia.
Maybe she stayed on top of flat earth and she didn't eat enough.
She was light enough to float off to heaven.
Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate your input. Love you, too. Thanks for calling. Call me again.
Okay. Love you guys. Take care.
All right. You too. 888-7753. 773. 888-77-JESSE. N is a first-time caller out of MI, Crooked Ladder, I, Hawkback, I. That's how you spell Mississippi. N, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Have a blessed day, Justin Peterson. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you, N.
Yeah, I was gonna confirm everything the new producer said and that other woman said. Yeah, the earth is totally a bowl, and the firmament is the sky. It's just another word for it.
And so you believe that the earth is flat?
No. It's not flat. There's just more land to be yet to be discovered. And right now, Japan just took jurisdiction over the 7 major continental-sized islands outside of the Earth that NASA says that we live on. And if you guys don't believe me, go ahead and Google it. Just check out Japan.
So let me
just go ahead.
No, finish that point. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Japan, America, Russia, Japan, and China are all working together to conquer these lands outside of the Earth we have right now.
And so, Ian, you believe that the Earth is flat or round?
Technically it is round. The firmament is round, and the land that we know of is a bowl. So that's kind of roundish. But like I said, Japan just took jurisdiction over the 7 islands outside of the Earth that we know of.
And so and what do you say to the people who believe that the Earth is flat?
It's not. They're on the right track. I tell them they're on the right track. But like I said, Japan just took. Oh, and you guys can Google this.
I know. Yeah, I believe that. But I'm trying to understand the flat thing. So you believe it's round, and you just the people who believe that it's flat, you just wish them well because they believe wrong.
No. I tell them they're on the right track.
What track are they on if they believe it's flat but it's round?
They're breaking their bubble of understanding of what they've been lied to all their life. I've even got the maps to get to these outer lands. One of them's through the Suguru Strait, and one of them is through Summer's Gate, which is where the sun goes to the edge of the Earth of the Bowl. And it melts the ice wall that these white devils have been building for like the last 50 years. And I've got the video footage of the planes building the ice wall.
Let me ask you this. What difference does it make if it's flat or round? Why is it a big deal either way?
Because we're being lied to as a civilization, and the whole world is being lied to about it.
Are you celebrating White History Month with us this year?
Yes, sir. I am celebrating White History Month, and thank you for that, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it, Ian. I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You have a good day now, Ian.
You too, buddy. 888-77. Happy White History Month, folks. July is White History Month. If you don't have your shirt yet, your T-shirt, July just feels white shirt. Go to julyfeelswhite.com, julyfeelswhite.com, or rebuildingtheman.com/store, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Let me go to Josh, our first-time caller out of New Jersey. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I called in. I really just been following it. I never realized until this year that you started White History Month. So I want to thank you for starting White History Month, and I'll be supporting White History Month from here on out.
Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I'm a big follower of it, Jesse. So I appreciate that, man.
You're welcome. It's amazing that they have every history but white history. The most important one is white history. Yeah. And that's the one they want to get rid of.
They got gay, like you said. They got gay month. I don't mind black history because it is part of American history, but...
How is black history a part of... Black history not a part of American history?
I think it is. I think it's fair to have a white history month that we have every other month.
But how is black history a part of American history? There's only one history, and that is white history, American history.
No, all right. Well, I'm with you on that, Jess.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Josh.
Yeah, I'll be calling back soon. Okay. You know, I'm out on the East Coast, so your times are weird. I guess we're in Pacific time, so I had to figure out I'm on lunch out here in Jersey. It's almost 11:30.
So. I'm on. The show is on from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 9 to noon your time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. I'll be calling back. Thank you, Jess.
All right, buddy. Happy White History Month. 888-775-3773. Steve out of New York. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? Long time no hear.
Same here. Hold on, Steve. Don't hang up your phone. If something's wrong with the phones or something. Hold on, Steve. Do not hang up. I'm going to let them check it out, and I will come back to you. And in the meantime, in the first hour, we talked about how mothers don't love their children. There is no such thing as a mother loving her children. It doesn't exist. Right? But they say it all the time. You always hear, a mother's love is so special. And they make you think that the mothers love their children more than the fathers, and it's just not true. And I have more proof for you. Number one, if mothers love their children, mothers don't have love anyway, but let's say they love their children, why are the kids so screwed up? Why are they angry and emotional and depressed? It's, have somebody get this phone for Steve out there. And so I want to get back to him. And depressed, and the mothers turn the children away from the fathers, and the mother try to control the children all their lives and tell them what to do, when to go and when to come, and what to say, what to take at school, and everything. That's not love. That's hate. That's not love. But I want to show you, because of time here, and I want to get to a minute super chats and phone calls as possible in this last hour, I want to show you an example of what mother's love look like and what a mother's love is doing to the children. I want you to, this is what mother's love do to children. A friend of mine called me and told me about this story. Then my producer told me this morning about a mob of 200 teens shut down a mall. A swarm of 200 teenagers caused a California mall to shut down over the weekend after they mobbed the building. After they mobbed the building, setting fire to a trash can and igniting illegal fireworks, police said. When you are looking at this film, you are looking at a mother's love. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Hey, take three!
Teens gone wild. That's according to LASD officials, who say more than 200 juveniles wreaked havoc at South Bay Pavilion Mall in Carson Saturday afternoon. Law enforcement swarmed the mall after getting reports that a large crowd of teenagers began lighting fireworks inside, setting a trash can on fire. Many of the teens seen scrambling outside as deputies set up a perimeter. At one point, they're seen jumping into bushes to detain the juveniles.
My nephew has got detained, and they had some kids had started a fire, put a fire in the trash cans.
Jamila Bowie's 16-year-old nephew was one of 73 teens apprehended Saturday night. She says the response by law enforcement was excessive.
I feel like they should only detain the ones that started the fire, not all the kids. It's only 30 people they said they have video of that started the fire.
Officers issued citations for failure to disperse and disturbing the peace. Parents had to come and pick up their children caught up in the activity, some saying their kids were falsely detained.
He's 11 years old. Exactly. Not on no paperwork, never been in trouble. Get straight A's. He's an athlete.
See, that's a mother's love. Excuses for the children because that's her nature. Isn't that amazing? But those kids allegedly set a fire in the mall and carried on like that. Had to shut them all down. That's mother's love at work. That's not racism, because racism doesn't exist anyway. That's not slavery. That's not Jim Crow. That's not systemic racism. That's a mother's love. A mother's love will destroy you. That's why you must, and I'm just, all mothers, not just the black ones, all mothers, all must be born again of the Father. You got to overcome your anger. You got to, because the anger, which is evil, and you're possessed, is causing you to do these kinds of things. And it's only going to get worse. It is the Old Testament. Forgiveness is the way out. There's never, ever, ever. I'm waiting for someone to let me know when Steve is ready, but no one is telling me. And they're taking a long time with Dave in South Carolina. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I need to go out and find out, because I can't function, folks. And they're taking forever with Dave. It's not going to get better. Just know that you can't save the world. Stop trying to save the world. You can't save the world. You're deceiving yourself to think that you can. You can't. Leave the people in their hell. Your family members, your friends, your husband, your wife, your children. Leave people in their hell. Leave them alone. Let them stay in their and live in their misery. They love their misery. These kids love this hell that they're causing. It gives them a thrill. Why do you think they run and scream and have fun when they do it? They call it hell heaven. And they've been set up by their mothers and unprotected by their fathers, so they end up this way. It has nothing to do with but that. It's a spiritual battle. It got nothing to do with the white folks. It had nothing to do with no past anything. It's in the heart. The heart is wicked. The heart is wicked. Let me try Steve again. Steve, let's try it again.
How you doing? Hello. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Much better.
Okay. Thank you for White History Month.
You're welcome, Steve. Happy White History Month.
You know something? I don't have a television for the past 24 years in my apartment. I don't need it. I don't like it. I can't stand it. But this past week, I was spending some time in a hotel room, and I'm watching the TV, and I noticed something. Every single commercial is without a white person. Every single commercial is either a black person or a woman, and the only white woman there is like the little chubby white woman, and there's no white men.
You're absolutely right. And then if they happen to put a white man on there, they happen with a black woman. He's on there for some reason,
yes,
with a black woman instead of a white woman.
I saw a mattress commercial.
Yes.
And there was a black man in the bed. And right behind him was a white woman.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I understand that, you know, I understand interracial, you know, couples. I understand that. I don't care. But it's all, you know.
Yeah.
It's craziness. It is craziness.
But, Steve, also, why are the white people allowing it to happen? Because the whites are allowing this to happen, and then... And then they're going to blame the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Why are the white people not doing something about it? Is there a country?
I have no idea. The television is off limits for me. I don't touch it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I don't need it. It's poison. And all the TV shows?
Yes.
It has a white, there's a woman that is over a man.
Yeah.
Every single show, it's a woman over a man. Woman doctor, I'm sorry. telling a stupid man what to do. A female cop that is, you know, she notices something. No, it's all craziness. It's all craziness.
I've noticed too, and I mentioned here that in most, if not all, most of the newscasts, weather reports, and the news, the media, the person who presented the news, it's all female for the most part. And then,
exactly. And then
if they do show a man, it's a beta male, he's all weak, sounding like the woman.
Yep.
And so it's just, it's crazy, it's evil what's happening in the country. But another thing I noticed too, Steve, is that it's all women in the newsroom now for the most part, doctor rooms, weather reporters, everywhere, right? Anytime there's emergency fire or emergency this or that, earthquake or rain, there's always a female showing, talking about it out there in the field. But I noticed that even the Christian women, those women who pretend they love God, they're okay with wiping out the men. But when the men play in the women's sport, they don't like that. It's crazy to see that happening.
Mention church, and I'm going to tell you something. I used to be part of the Church of Christ, and I haven't gone there for a long time, but I went back there. You know, I went back to the website, and now they have Thursday night is they have a meeting, a ministry, how to become less racist.
Whoa.
Seriously, how to become less racist.
And you gave them the finger and walked out.
I didn't even go in.
Right on.
Like, yeah, I'm not going. You think I'm going to give my money to that? No. I'm not doing it.
And what a mess. That's why I encourage people every day that they have to take control of their own life now as adults. The parents are responsible for the children, but the adults are responsible for themselves because the world gone crazy. It's all evil now. And if you're not in control of your own life, you will be deceived.
One more thing about this flat earth thing that I'm seeing, it's being pushed around. It's crazy. And I'm going to tell you something. I went to college for 3 years and I dropped out, and my area of study was physics. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, you know, and I'm listening to these people that talk about flat earth, and are trying to teach me about flat earth. And I'm like, why do you think that? Well, we don't trust the government. We don't trust NASA. I said, hold on, 5,000 years of science and technology that measured the earth before Christ in the Greek and the Chinese and the Indians, they all measured the circumference of the earth in different ways, right? They all know that, you know, Columbus, all Copernicus, Sir Isaac Newton, all of these people, but you don't trust NASA. 5,000 years, but you don't trust NASA.
Amazing.
You know?
That's a good point, Steve. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. 888. Thank you, Steve. 888-77, Jesse. When I come back, your breaks and your phone calls and super chats right after this break. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks
the
to
the treasure chest is now open on New Line.
Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up next at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, coming up. You don't want to miss it. He just had a good half of nothing. James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that beta bat for no reason. Beta bat. He said, whatever. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, Men in Relationships Daily. Joel Friday TV. You don't want to miss that at 11. Then the American Anchor Baby on fire, a genius. And he's been having some amazing shows lately. I'm like, what the? The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. 12 noon. Isn't that amazing? And last but not least for now, don't forget to follow us on social media. Y'all know what to do, right? Like, hit the like button over there. Subscribe here. Ring the bell here. And tell everybody there. And social media. Oh, and go and make a donation to my nonprofit. Go and make a donation. We need your support. Help us to help others. We're helping you, so help us to help others. Somebody help us to help you. I shouldn't have to ask. Make a big donation, too. At rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and help take us through the summer here. Rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. It's a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible, and it helps us get all this work done, all right? Also, you can mail it in if you don't want to make, you know, whatever, you owe, you know, don't trust it. The bank. You can mail it in at, make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090. Isn't that right, Jace? 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right. I do appreciate it. Let me go to, is it Ali? Ali, a first time call out of Philadelphia. Ali, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, sir.
So I actually called back a few months back, like 6 or 7 months ago, about a barber. Like, I'm a barber, and, like, the people at the shop were, like, you know, trying to, like, mess around with me or something. I don't know if you remember that. But
never ask a black man if he remembers.
All right, I guess not. But so I ended up opening up my own barber shop. I saved up money, opened it up, and it's been going real well. But for some odd reason, I keep thinking about it, and, like, every day I have this, like, weird sinking feeling in my stomach, and, like, I actually lost a couple of friends the last couple of months. I opened it up 2.5 months ago, and some of them, like, were calling me, like, self-absorbed and stuff, and they just kind of cut me off, and it was just really weird how everything is working out, or, like, happening in my life, and I guess I've just been going through this past 2 weeks. I've been going through this bout of, like, severe, like, loneliness that I don't think I really ever felt. I was never really one of those guys that felt all this loneliness and anxiety, but all I think of every day is, like, you know, the shop's going real well, but I just keep thinking about it. I don't know why. And, you know, like, a couple of my friends left, and yeah, I don't know. It's just been really weird.
Did they leave because of the way you've been acting?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, look, I'm open 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I'm there the whole 10 hours, and I really want this to work, so I'm there, and I'm handing out cars and gaining a clientele, and what's up?
No, go ahead, finish the point.
Some of them were asking me to go out, and I try to, you know, I really do, and I haven't taken any days off because, you know, I'm trying to start it up, I'm trying to be there, and so a couple of them were like calling me self-absorbed, and so I went in the group chat and confronted them about it. The guy that said it didn't answer me, and the rest of the guys actually like stopped asking me to hang out. So now it's like the six friends that I've had don't want to hang out anymore, and it's, I don't know, it just feels weird, man. And the stop, like I said, has been working out. So that's the weird part about the whole thing is that I'm doing well and it's working, but. And now I constantly think negatively about the shop. Like the negative thoughts are so overpowering. Yeah. It's like newfound loneliness. It's really
just weird.
The question
for me is what?
I guess what do I do? I don't know. Like I don't know how to.
One thing and one thing only. Maybe two, but one for sure. Stop loving your misery. You love your hell. That's why you worship the devil in your thoughts. You love it. Those thoughts are lying to you, and you know that they're straight out of hell, but you love living in your misery. You love the thrill of being afraid, of worrying, and doing it. Otherwise, you would stop listening to the thought. You're saying what is wrong. It's the thoughts. And you've heard me say that all thoughts are all lies all the time, but you love your thoughts. That's why you still believe them. Why don't you stop believing those thoughts?
I really don't know. I found myself kind of diving back into the thoughts that I had as a kid, too. And I, like, follow these patterns that I used to do as a kid where I would, like, do certain things at certain times of days. And, like, I fell back into that.
Why don't you drop it? Just drop it. Stop believing the thoughts. The thoughts are not from God, and they're not from you. And they got you believing lies. And you're going to end up destroying your business and everything else because you believe lies.
Yeah, I know.
The thoughts, are they your thoughts?
Nah, man, look, every single time I have one of these thoughts, the reality of it comes, like, whatever I think of, I'll think the most negative thing. And then that day comes. And it's the complete opposite. I start flourishing, and positivity comes up. So in my mind, I'm like, wow, that was completely, like, that was way off.
So why do you still believe thoughts then?
It's so strong. Like, I'll wake up. Like, for example, today, I woke up. It's my day off, and I woke up with just this lonely feeling in my stomach at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and the thoughts were just going crazy. And I haven't been listening to you for too long, but I know that you do say that from time to time, that you wake up and it just hits you in the face, and it just like really is, it kills me, like in the morning, like 5 or 6 in the morning, and it just goes crazy. I don't know.
Do you want to stop loving your hell? You want to stop loving your misery?
I do.
Then
yeah, I do.
Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and let them pass. Just go through them, watch them, but don't call them you, and let them pass. Because they are evil, you're possessed in the mind and emotions in your body. You're possessed, and you need that to be taken away from you, but you can't take it away from you. You need to watch it, and watching it, the Spirit of the Father would take away all darkness.
You're not wrong. It's like I'm looking for something to be mad at, too. Like, it's really weird. Like, I'm looking at people close to me to be mad at, but I know that they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
So, like, I find myself just sitting in this weird anger, but on the external part of it, not the internal, everything actually is going well. So
yeah.
It's just this weird catch 22 where I'm like,
but if you keep listening to thoughts and going along with them, you're going to bring misery upon yourself.
I mean, it already is kind of happening, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Misery upon myself.
Because like, you're listening to evil, and you won't have anyone to blame but you because you listen to evil rather than letting evil pass.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what do you mean by letting evil pass? Because sometimes I can't really control it. Like, I practice those things a year ago and getting rid of intrusive thoughts and really living in reality, like being very hyper-focused, like, okay, this is a door, this is a lamp, like, and it worked, but the last couple of weeks it's just been going AWOL, like everything's been going crazy.
Because you stop doing it, you stop watching, and so as a result of stop watching them, you went unconscious again, now you're back in hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I'll drive and
why did you stop working on yourself? Why did you stop?
Why did I stop? I don't really know, man. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would say that I don't know.
You love your hell. That's why you stopped. You don't love heaven, because if you love heaven, if you love the truth, you would have stayed with it. But you love your hell. That's why you stopped working on you. You became unconscious, and now you love complaining about your hell. You love feeling the hell. You love telling her about your hell, and that's why nobody want to be around you.
Right. Yeah, man. That's funny. Listen, all right, so I don't know.
Go back to the silent prayer. If you haven't been doing it, start doing it. And all you got to do, what I'm telling you is all you got to do. There's no more to do about this except watch those thoughts and go through them, live with them, watch them, and the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, the spirit of the Father will destroy all the darkness inside of you, inside of your mind and your heart, and you'll be free.
Just by watching the thoughts, like...
Just by watching the thought and doing nothing about them, don't call them you, don't blame, don't give them name, just watch them, and they will be taken away from you, because you're possessed, all human beings are possessed with spirits, evil spirits in the mind and in the body, emotions, right? And it's not you, and they're not even in you. They're in your body and mind, but they're not in you, but you identify with your body, so you think it's you.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I started watching reality versus my thoughts like 3 months ago, and it's so crazy how different they are. And
yeah,
how it's just weird to see how altered and distorted your thoughts are. But it's uncontrollable sometimes. Like in times like this, the last 2 weeks, I don't know what it is, but it's like, it feels real. It feels very real.
Right.
Like I have to be mad at this person. And I know, yeah, you're right. I do sound like I'm complaining, but I mean,
but you feel, I understand, you do feel the pain in your body. You do feel those thoughts and aware of those thoughts, but you believe that they're you, and that's why it seems real, but they're not you. They're not you at all. So you need to quietly say to yourself, I see the pain, I feel the pain, I see the thoughts, I feel the pain, but it's not me. And eventually you won't have to say it, because reality will set in and you will see that it's not you, and they will be taken away from you. It's not you, Ali. It's not you, but you got to work on you. You got to seek the kingdom of God first, and everything else will be added. Your business will work, and everything will be fine.
Okay. I haven't crashed out yet, so I haven't snapped at anybody yet.
Do you do the silent prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is only like, the shop's been open 2.5 months, and for some odd reason, it all started 2 weeks ago. My friends like all kind of did that whole like gossipy ditching, not being friends with me anymore. And now
let those people
weird...
go. Those are not your friends. No such thing as friends anyway. But let them go and just work on your life. Let them go and just work on your life. You're not responsible for anyone. You don't owe anyone anything. And the people that don't want to play with you, you wish them well. But don't try to be around them, because they'll end up destroying you. You see that their hearts are wicked. Be glad to see it. That's your protection from God. But don't judge them. Don't be angry at them. You just continue to work on you. And that feeling of being alone, you say you felt lonely, right?
Yeah, it's indescribable. I've never had it.
And who felt lonely?
Okay, I know what you're saying. Like the false me, the me that believes in the thoughts. And
right,
and
so that, why do you say you felt lonely? It wasn't you at all. That's one of those evil spirits inside of you. It's not you.
It, I mean, look, but it's physical sometimes, man. Like, it really, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm not even going to lie. Like, sometimes I
puke. But here's what you do. Get back on track. Right now, is every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. Forget about what has happened. Don't think about what's going to happen. Start right now living in this very moment. You have a new start right now. And don't try to make up for anything that has happened. You can't make up. When it happened then. When it ended then. All you have is right now. So start anew right now.
Yeah, sometimes I feel shame the last 2 weeks. Like, damn, I really just fell back into that. I can't believe it.
But don't judge yourself. There is no you to fall back into anything. There is no Ali. Nowhere. You don't even know who that is. But when all this darkness, when all the thoughts and feelings disappear, the real you will appear, and then you'll know who you are. Right now, you don't know who you are at all. No one does.
What do you mean the real you?
The real you will appear when the fate you disappear.
Okay.
You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. You're not your fears. You're not the fake love. You're not a friend. You're not an enemy. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You're not right, and you're not wrong. You're none of the things that you think you are. It's all thoughts. It's just thoughts, and it's not real.
All right.
So go back to the silent prayer. Do it every morning and night, and during the day, be aware, bring your mind back to your body when you're caught up in your head about stuff. And those people that are gone, wish them well and be glad that they are gone. Those were your enemies, not your friends.
And what if they come? What if they come back? Like a woman in my life, like from like ages ago, we were just friends, nothing romantic. But she lashed out at me one day and left, blah 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 blah. And then she came back like a week ago in my life, and I started to feel real angry and like.
Don't let her back in your life. Period. You let the devil back in your life. And don't argue with her. Just don't let her tell her she can't be in your life. And wish her well, and you continue to live your life.
Damn. All right. That's kind of rough, though. I mean,
what?
You know, I mean, that's a lot, man. Like, you know.
What's a lot?
I guess the journey. It's been, it's a lot. That's
what's all. A lot?
But. The journey of, like, getting rid of the thoughts, wishing people well, forgiveness, all that stuff, and, you know.
Do you want to be free?
I mean, there's no going back now. No,
right.
No.
Then you got to overcome the illusion. All you're doing is overcoming illusions about you.
Right, yeah. Sometimes I'll listen to music on, like, full blast for, like, an hour and go dive deep in the illusion. Lately, I've been turning off the music, like, 10 minutes in, and I'm like, all right, what are you doing? This is weird. But, you know.
Go back to it, Ali. You're going to and stay on that journey, no matter how difficult, no how long it take. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to travel this alone, but you're going to love it if you stay with it. You got to stay with it and stay with it. And just know that all thoughts are all lies. Any thoughts about you and this illusion about you, all lies all the time. All thoughts are all lies all the time. I promise you that, man. And if you stay with it, I promise you, all illusion about you will be destroyed, and you will be free.
Okay.
But tell that woman you don't want her back in your life. Don't let her back in.
Why? She seemed nice, though, when she came into my life. She seemed like
but
she was just wishing me well and stuff.
But right, the devil would do that when he tried to come back into your life.
All right. All right, I'll say it. I'll do it. No problem.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. What a mess! Either you get on that straight and narrow and stay there, or you fall apart. You fall off, you're off, and then you're in trouble. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
over on D Live, a couple of diamonds on Jesse Lee Peterson D Live. Super Dave with the diamonds says, last supper was just wine and bread. Sorry, Todd, bro.
I know Todd said he brought some juice.
Shout out to Super Dave. He has some really fun classic calls. Kid Combo 1 with a diamond says,
thank you, Super Dave.
Jesse would rather stitches in his eye versus smoke a joint, laughing face with tears coming out sideways.
The stitches are healing. I still can feel the stitches because they took the eyeball out and they put it on the table and they worked on it.
Did you watch it happen?
And then they put the eyeball back asleep. And then they put the eyeball back and then they stitch it in. So they're still, they are healing the itch. And I can feel, I feel them, but it's not painful at all. And they're going away. Thank you.
Nice. Also on DLive, oh no, on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, the key, Hassan, when we get in the lab to create Punchy, Mr. Sandman is too handsome not to be a papa. Punchy proceeds money bag will be sold for top dollar with wings and donated to Bond handshake.
Derek, do you see my note? Thank you. Amazing. Very much. I appreciate it.
Urinal Chills with a rumble. He is a monthly supporter. Is it wrong to read the Bible when on the toilet? I used to feel weird doing that. Only place I can focus.
I don't know. Why not? If you're going to use the bathroom. Yeah. Yes, Derek. Why not put the Bible away until you finish?
Yeah, because you don't want to sit on it. You don't want to sit on the head too long.
Right.
It's not good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Urinal Chills. Coldberger Art with a coffee. What is this trend of Earth being a bowl with femininity? Well, you know what a globe looks like, cut in half, yo brain. That's to flat earthers, by the way. Upside down smiley.
No, I just don't know, but it's interesting. Thank you.
C-on-C with a coffee. Jesse, cool boo. Your new producer seemed very, very young. Did Speedy hire him? And he was chewing gum on the job. I don't know if he's chewing gum. Maybe he just looks like that.
I don't think he's chewing gum either. I didn't notice that, C-on.
No, I don't think Nick the Anchor Baby Speedy Gonzalez hired him.
He has a college degree, and he's black. What the?
He just looks young because he's black.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Charlotte's with the coffee. To all these moron flat earthers, whoa. We can clearly see the moon, sun, Mars, and every other planet that we can see with the naked eye is round. What makes them think Earth is any different?
Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Zenya. My friend called me to help her with our other friend while they were on shrooms. I told her she better not be naked and running around. She was wandering around the park going up to houses.
What?
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1.0, Super Dave, Bill West, Games for Rec, Good Vibes, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all
amazing.
For now. Oh, Tim.
Kristen, first time caller. Kristen, real fast.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to tell you God bless, and I appreciate all the advice that you're giving out there, and just I'm trying to put that down into my own principles and really try to put it to work, and it's hard, but I really appreciate everything you're doing.
You're welcome, Kristen from Utah. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, man. Just stay with it.
And one question, what's the best way to approach my mother and father, telling them that I forgive them? Because they're kind of angry people, and I just want to know the best way to approach someone like that.
Chris, are you able to call me back tomorrow so I can spend a little time talking to you?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to take your call as soon as you call in. Just remind them that I asked you to call back today.
Okay, well, God bless. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy, and I'll respond to all that tomorrow. Thank you.
Yep, have a good one.
All right. Thank you. 88, I mean, no, not 88. I'm out of time. I am out of time. Look, you won't regret getting on that straight and narrow path if you get there. A lot of people fall away along the way. Let them fall away. You stay. Let them fall. And they try to talk you out of it. Don't fall for them. Try to pull you back in their hell with them. You stay there. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama, especially your mom and your daddy, and God will forgive you. And I'm telling you, you wouldn't want to get off the straight and narrow. The Hate Report is coming up now. TheHateReport.com from 9 to 11. Then Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. All Pacific time. All right. I'm out of here. It's been amazing. Thank you for your support. Is there another super chat? Oh, sorry?
One more super chat from Tim. Okay. Coffee. You're totally right about parents forcing manners on their kids when they themselves don't have any. My family did that to me, and I was like, but you don't do that. Why should I? And I would get a real spanking. Thanks for everything. Good luck. Strong arm emoji.
Right on, Tim. Thank you, and thank you for your support. You're absolutely right, man. But just drop the anger and all is well. All right, folks. Amazing.
And the final poll says 56% say ball earth.
56% say what?
Ball earth.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Earth is round?
Yeah, we did a little poll.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
And 19% say it's flat. 56% say it's round.
Right on. I rest my case, Derek.
25% don't know.
What the? See, Derek? My new producer.
All right.
Thank you, C.I. I appreciate it. Bye, y'all. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.